This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, August 19th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. A smoke taint research roadmap. Bill on rural water aid. USDA cutting solar loans and farmers could see higher health premiums. Roadmap charts course for smoke taint research. The West Coast Smoke Exposure Task Force has released a new document laying out the future of U.S. research on wildfire smoke impacts to vineyards and wineries. The report, Follow the Smoke Signals, Elucidating the Future of U.S. Smoke Exposure Research, intended to serve as a strategic guide for scientists, growers, and winemakers confronting increasingly frequent and severe wildfires. The roadmap builds on a workshop last year hosted by USDA's Agriculture Research Service and the National Grape Research Alliance at Oregon State University. Federal researchers, academics, and industry leaders collaborated on identifying the most urgent scientific questions that could help protect wine grape production from smoke damage. Authored by Dr. Aaron Rumbaugh of USDA ARS and Davis, the roadmap highlights five core research policies, establishing threshold levels for smoke-derived compounds in grapes and wine, developing rapid detection and risk assessment tools, improving atmospheric modeling to forecast exposure, advancing prevention strategies in the vineyard, and creating mitigation options in the winery. Each area reflects ongoing industry concerns, from determining how much smoke contact leads to taint to finding cost-effective methods for shielding vines and salvaging fruit once harvested. Costa pushes bill to expand rural water aid. Representative Jim Costa of California, teaming up with Representative Chuck Edwards of North Carolina, on a new measure to help more rural communities respond when their water systems fail. The Emergency Rural Water Response Act of 2025, it would expand eligibility under USDA's Emergency Community Water Assistance Grant Program from towns of 10,000 people to as many as 35,000. That could open the door for aid to Central Valley communities like Corcoran, Mendota, Kerman, and Lemoore, all of which have struggled with water emergencies. Costa says the changes reflect the realities facing small but fast-growing towns with emergencies that don't wait for red tape. He stressed the need to act quickly during droughts, floods, or wildfires. What's in it? Well, the bill broadens what qualifies for federal aid, covering not just drinking water projects, but also wastewater, storm drainage, and solid waste facilities. It also creates a temporary exemption from Clean Water Act permitting requirements for portable treatment systems deployed in declared disaster areas lasting up to 6 months. USDA rolling back loan support for clean energy. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins taking steps to end or scale back loan support for clean energy projects. A USDA memo obtained by AgriPulse details how the department is ending or restricting support for wind and solar projects under two rural development programs. During an appearance in Tennessee yesterday, Rollins said subsidized solar farms have made it more and more and even almost entirely impossible for new farmers to access farmland by making it more expensive and less available. Take note, the department provided no details on what Rollins had in mind in her remarks, but the USDA rural development memo detailed new restrictions on business and industry loans and on loans and grants under the Rural Energy for America program. You can read more at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. creating value, connecting vision. Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farmers could face sharp health insurance increases. Ag financial consultant Paul Neifer is warning farmers they could face sharp premium increases if they're relying on Affordable Care Act policies for health insurance. Tax credits that reduce the cost of the insurance are set to drop significantly in 2026 by more than 70% in some cases, Neifer says in a note to his Farm CPA Report subscribers. Most health insurance providers are assuming that many healthy people that were on the exchange will now drop coverage due to the overall reduction in tax credits. This, along with other inflationary practices, will result in premiums next year increasing by an average of 18% and in some cases over 20%, Neifer says. Take note, Neifer says 125 of 254 providers plan increases of 20% or more. 7% providers intend to raise premiums by more than 50%. HHS unveils MAHA in Action Tracker. The Department of Health and Human Services has launched a website with details on Make America Healthy Again accomplishments around the country. MAHA in Action is a dynamic new platform showcasing the powerful federal initiatives and state-led reforms advancing President Donald Trump and Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s MAHA agenda in a HHS press release. Restrictions on lab-grown meat, nutrition training requirements for medical students, expanded access to ivermectin, and the removal of fluoride from drinking water are among the state actions cited on the tracker. Here's today's final word. I'm not even talking about the cost of food rotting in our fields because workers are afraid of Trump's ICE raids. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas tallying the economic impacts he claimed the president has levied on California in response to concerns over the $250 million estimated price tag for holding a special election to vote on a congressional redistricting plan. State Democrats released the details of that plan in three bills yesterday with the goal of approving them as early as this week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, August 19th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.